VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. Pictures on eBay can be worth much more than 1,000 words, but it's what they say about your item that really counts. Cindy Shebley is a certified education specialist known on eBay as top-rated seller Clover City, and she's also the author of Easy Auction Photography. She's here now with some quick fixes for improving your photos fast. We like that word. Cindy, what's the first thing a seller should focus on when photographing an item in the first place?
Thanks for having me on the show, Griff and Lee. The first thing I would say is if your camera is more than a few years old, I would consider upgrading your camera. The new cameras have so many new features built into them and available to use that your camera will make you look like a professional without much learning effort. So that would be my first thing that I would say is consider upgrading your camera.
Wow. Every few years, you think, huh?
Yeah, there have just been so many advances in photography and cameras on the the phones and the cameras themselves that, you know, keeping up with technology is really going to pay off in your camera, anyhow.
Cindy, do eBay's photo formats differ from desktop to tablet to smartphone?
That's a great question, Lee. It makes me crazy, but yes, they do. And one of my tips is actually, you know, think about that. They do vary from size to size. Now, the native format with your camera is 3:2, or it's a rectangle. And in a lot of the formats that eBay is displaying your photograph in, it's a square. So what you can do is if you're not cropping your images, what you want to do is make sure you're getting in close to that main item that you're photographing. Get in close and, you know, get a good picture. That way, that even if you don't crop it and it turns out it's a horizontal, you're going to still have good real estate or good visibility for your item.
So Cindy Ann Griff.
Yes.
Katerina from Tigard, Oregon, known as Latte Girl 2 on eBay.
Yes.
We know her. I promised her that I would bring this up with you guys.
Okay.
Yeah. She said, "Hi, guys. I listened to the archives. I see in Lee's newsletter that you have photo expert on this morning. I have a photography question regarding white balance. Griff always says to set camera to white balance. Then she says, my camera has several white balance options, automatic, daylight, shade, cloudy, incandescent, fluorescent, cool white, custom, and fluorescent day white. How do I determine which white balance to pick?"
Well, so I'll let Cindy answer that.
Well, you know what? I'm a little bit different than Griff. I usually pick the one that's auto white balance. And if that doesn't work, then look at your individual studio settings. So if you're using studio lights, then you would use the daylight balanced setting. If you're using a window and it's an overcast day, you choose the setting that's for overcast days. If you're shooting under fluorescent lights, then there's one that you can choose for fluorescent lights.
But you think they should try the automatic first?
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you've got a newer camera, the cameras, this is one of the features that is so great about them, is that they're really up to date with the white balance. I'm really impressed with the display or the color balance.
So it's not really that difficult. So start with the automatic, because everybody has the auto. So start with the automatic, and then just, you know, use your gut feeling. If it's a cloudy day, you're doing it through a window, use the cloudy. I get it.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah,
so should we always use a white background?
No. I mean, it's a great thing to use, but it's like really one of the most difficult backgrounds for an amateur photographer to get right.
Why?
So it takes special lighting. It takes extra photo editing in most cases. You just have to have the exposure absolutely right to get it right, to make it look right. or to get rid of the background and make it all white takes extra photo editing, which takes time. And if you're doing eBay, you're probably trying to churn out as many photographs as possible. Now, I love the white background. I can do it, and it works for me, and I'm willing to take that extra time. So I will do the white background, but a lot of people don't want to do that extra step.
Griff, you use different colors from time to time.
I almost always use white. I use black for very light colored items. And I have used gray in the past, but mostly white and black. And she's right. Cindy's right. It can be difficult using a white background. I'm not so wedded to having it be pure white. As long as the item looks good, I think that's all that counts. If you're a seller, make sure the item is easy to see. But I know that there's a lot of people who, and Cindy, I'm sure, is aware of this, a lot of people who, they want that white to be as absolutely white as possible.
They want it to look like it's floating.
And that can be a lot of work. That can take extra work.
No kidding.
Might not be worth it.
Yeah, I agree with Griff. Some of them, it's just like, if it's a light gray, that's good enough.
Yeah. If the item looks good, muzzle tough.
Yeah.
What kind of camera do you have?
I have a Canon EOS T5i, and I also have a phone camera, iPhone 6. So that's my point-and-shoot camera, the iPhone 6. I'm just amazed at the quality of the photos that are coming off the iPhone. So I'm really impressed. I don't have a point-and-shoot camera that I use anymore.
That's good to know.
My Canon Rebel or my iPhone.
So if you have the latest iPhone, you pretty much have the latest phone camera, at least.
Yes. They're producing, the iPhone cameras are producing commercial quality photos. And that is, that's pretty amazing when you look at all the other functions that an iPhone does. And their camera on top of it is just awesome.
Any bonus tips for us, Cindy?
I wanted to mention that we were talking about backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
There, if you do a search on vinyl backgrounds on eBay, you can get some really interesting looking backgrounds for like under $20. And I usually 5x7 size for those larger items, and you can get some theme oriented backgrounds, some colorful ones, some holiday ones. And without having to worry about having all-white background or, showing your kitchen or anything like that. So I would consider looking at some of those vinyl backgrounds to spruce up your photos a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going to try those. I'm always looking for things to experiment with.
So do you have a photography studio in your home that's dedicated, or is it the kitchen thing? What's going on?
Yeah, this summer I'm going to actually make one of my rooms into a photo studio when it gets a little warmer out. But I'm doing the kitchen thing. So every time I do photos, I sort of set it up and, take it down to use it for a kitchen. So I'm with everybody else with the studio thing right now. It's the kitchen. Winging it.
Griff, yours is in the garage, right?
It is in the garage, but I did something interesting in my studio, Cindy and Lee. In my office. I'm experimenting with a product that I may mention as soon as, and I think I will mention soon, that I like a lot. And I needed something at my desk that I could do some
You're talking about at work rather than at home.
No, I'm talking about at home.
Oh, at home. Your desk at home. Okay.
I set up this little photo studio thing that I bought, and it's working out pretty well. I used it for, if you look on my listings and you see the colognes, the fragrances I've listed, I photographed them in this little device. And I won't mention it yet, but I will soon. I'm not getting paid to promote them, but if I can find a product that I really like that's affordable, I've been telling sellers about it. Like we did with that at I think it's called Studio Pro.
It is, and love that.
I love
we
that.
All
I use
it.
That. I use it all the time, but it's too big to sit next to me on my desk. It's 2 feet cube. This one is a smaller size, but it's still usable for smaller items.
So I'm going to go to see all categories. By the way, if you want to see Griff's listings and how wonderful they are, His eBay name is Griffville, G-R-I-F-F-ville. And if you go to all of Griffville's stuff, I'm looking for, would it be health and beauty?
Health
and beauty. Okay. Gucci Rush for men, $225. Oh, my God.
Ooh la la. Ooh.
Yeah, go look at comps.
Kidding.
Go look at other.
Oh, I'm sure that yours are fairly priced. I know you.
Yeah, I do a show with you.
Tuscany, you do? Tuscany Forte per Omo, 3.4 ounces.
Yeah. And none of those photos are edited for color. I mean, I just, I went right from the device that I was using, you know, the camera.
Okay.
So I'm happy with the results. I'm always looking to improve. Yes. Anyway, so yeah.
There are lots of little desktop, desktops in a case lighting setups that are meant for just that purpose. So
yeah,
I'm interested in hearing which one you've picked.
I will tell you when.
You won't find no Crabtree and Evelyn on his listings. I can see that. $225.
What? I have Crabtree and Evelyn. Yeah. Well, just do some comps. Do some comps.
Okay.
So, for example, that Dolce Gabbana Buy Man, that's $325, it sells for more than that.
Ah, got it.
I do my research, babe.
Cindy, we always love having you on.
Thank you, Cindy. And we learned something, which is
Put those dates on your calendar, July 26th through the 29th, Cindy.
Up next, why you need or should become an education specialist here on eBay Radio.
Hello, eBay seller. We're the new kid on the block. We know when you source smarter, you sell better. That's a fact. So we've created a new service for eBay sellers. We're Bulk, spelled B-U-L-Q, but pronounced Bulk. At Bulk.com, we offer you a new, more comfortable way to buy wholesale goods. Our products come from major U.S. retailers who like to move excess, open box, customer returns, and salvage inventory quickly. Our pallets offer a complete manifest of every item, so you know exactly what you're getting. And some pallets are as low as $200, so you can start small and grow with us. Rest assured, we stand behind the accuracy of our manifests in both condition and composition. And we even handle the shipping to your home or office. Visit us at Bulk.com and browse our pallets like any new kid on the block. We want to meet you. Bulk.com. That's B-U-L-Q.com. The new way to buy liquidation goods.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
eBay certified provider John Slocum has been helping you sell on eBay since 1998. His most recent creation is 6-Bit Software, and now there's 6-Bit 2.0. John listened to your requests for new features, so 6-Bit does everything you need in a listing tool, from creating and uploading listings to shipping and leaving feedback right from your desktop. Plus, it works faster and better than ever. 6-Bit 2.0 gives you improved inventory management, faster data entry, batch editing, and more import options, along with the custom fields you ask for. 6-Bit 2.0 also incorporates all the newest eBay feature upgrades, including product identifiers. John even improved the picture editor and came up with ways for you to store more photos yet have a smaller database. Try 6-Bit 2.0 free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.